This is Jesus and All of the Bible, a spoken gospel podcast. In each episode, we take a quick look at what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in.
Joshua 22. What's happening? Before Joshua led Israel into Canaan, the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh asked Moses for an inheritance in Gilead on the other side of the Jordan in the wilderness. Technically, Gilead is outside the Promised Land, but these tribes agreed to fight in Canaan and only then return across the Jordan to their inheritance. Moses agreed to the arrangement. Their time to go home had finally come. But something unexpected happens. The 2.5 tribes build an altar to God next to the Jordan River. The rest of the tribes are highly offended. The law of Moses forbade any sacrificial altar other than the one in the tabernacle. In fact, Israel's conquest tore down other altars in the land. It looked like these tribes were setting up a forbidden altar inside God's land. The leaders of Israel travel out to meet them, ready to continue their holy war against their own people if necessary. The Israelites believe that if they let this altar remain, God will judge the whole nation. But it's all a misunderstanding. The 2.5 tribes explain that they did not build the altar for sacrifices, but as a sign. With the boundary of the Jordan between them, they feared that future Israelites in the Promised Land would cut them off from God's tabernacle. They built the altar as a reminder that the 2.5 tribes across the Jordan are still part of God's people and still live in God's land. Where is the gospel? At the same boundary between the Promised Land and Gilead, and in the same place where the altar was built, Jesus was baptized. He traveled from the Promised Land up to the boundary of the Jordan and then into the wilderness. And it was from his place outside the Promised Land, beyond the Jordan, that Jesus began to preach about his kingdom. Jesus chose those locations intentionally. He was revealing a truth that the 2.5 tribes hinted at with their altar, that access to God will not be just for Israel, but for all nations outside Canaan's border. And Jesus is the one acceptable altar of God. The sacrifice of his body on the cross not only destroyed sin and death, but division and exclusion. No matter where you are from, you need not fear that you won't be included in God's people or will somehow lose access to God like the 2.5 tribes feared. Jesus' sacrifice is a sign that anyone who puts their faith in him will be brought into God's presence. See for yourself. May the Holy Spirit open your eyes to see the God who makes a way for all nations to draw close to him. And may you see Jesus as the final altar around whom all people may come.
Thank you for listening to Jesus and All of the Bible. This podcast is created by Spoken Gospel. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. To learn more about our mission and to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.